couple of months ago, we could not have even imagined we'd be in a position like this. But suddenly, the season-ending game, the Redskins and the Cowboys, is a shootout for the NFC East title. Joining us live as we get set for Sunday can't get here soon enough, it's Redskin great Dexter Manley. The Secretary of Defense is in the glass enclosed nerve center.
Mark, John, thank you for having me. But first of all, before you guys get started, I must tell you, I've been a lot of fans. I mean, at least 200 or 300 in this whole region have come up and talked to me, and not one of them, most of them have had bad breath, and okay. Most of them have hardly no teeth, whether black or white. And have run over shoes. So that tells me that theory, most have been Dallas Cowboy fans.
Oh,
and they seem
boy.
To be the most ugliest people in the National
Dexter,
Football League.
Dexter.
I don't understand that.
There's now, a lot of them here in Washington,
now,
D.C.
Now, Redskin
too.
Fans, they seem to wear a suit and tie.
Right.
Nice shoes, the heels not run over, mm-hmm. and no bad breath.
Look nice.
Yeah, it looked very nice.
You know, Dexter, this morning we were talking with Frank Herzog a half hour ago, and we were looking back on some of the bigger Redskins games. That 83 NFC championship game where you left Danny White seeing stars comes to mind, and it reminds us of what we're going to have to do on Sunday to beat these Cowboys again.
Well, I tell you what, it was just so much passion in this whole region. Everyone disliked the Cowboy except those probably 200 or 300 fans that have bad breath and sort of ugly. But what you're going to have to do is just this is going to be a hard-fought game. It's for the crown jewel, the winner takes all. And I think what the Redskins defense is going to have to do, eliminate the big play. Now, I do know this, that they have a great pass rush, DeMarcus Ware. He's not going to be playing, and that's a bit. Even if he was playing, I think Trent Williams has having an All Pro season. Who could that's an even matchup?
Mm-hmm.
But I think this team is pretty much even. You look at the Cowboys' pass defense per passing, they pass the ball 300 some yards per game, and the Redskins' defense, the back end, they give up like 287 yards. So they sort of evenly match. But what the Redskins have them outnumbered is rushing yards per game. The Redskins averaging maybe close to 100 yards per game, and the Cowboys can't stop the run. They like 31st in the league in stopping the run. And so overall, I got to give the winning edge to the Redskins because, Tony Romo's hot. You know, and Dez Bryant is hot. If he could just keep the handcuffs off Dez Bryant, maybe he might need to be in handcuffs this week because these guys are making a lot of plays.
Well, you know, we heard about how the Cowboys were having trouble at home with crowd noise affecting their offense. So maybe the home field advantage won't be as much for the Redskins because they're used to having to run their offense in a place with a lot of noise. Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, I tell you what, lately, since I've been going to the games this season, and it's almost have that atmosphere as it was at RFK, you know. The people, it's so much electrifying, and you hear the noise get going. And I think which one of that game, Baltimore game, you could hardly hear it. I think that makes the big difference in the Redskins winning that football game. But I think overall, the 12th man will step up. That is the 95,000 people that don't have bad breath and have run over shoes.
You've got to be proud at how the defense has stepped it up. It looked, at least early in the season when the defense was giving up some bigger plays, that would be trouble for us throughout the rest of the year. But after the bye week, they really came on strong.
Well, I tell you, you have to give a lot of credit to, I'm all over the map, but you got to give a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan. And most importantly, got to give a credit to Jim Haslett because he have made some adjustments on defense. They're not giving up the big plays this second half. They have only given up maybe one big play, a touchdown. They've eliminated the opponents from scoring touchdowns, and they're not playing a lot of zone and a lot of man coverage. But what's most important, they're making plays, they're creating turnovers, and that's what we're going to need come Sunday night.
And Dexter, I've always wondered this about the lead up to big games. As players, are you telling your friends, you know, I'm not available to do anything, I'm not going out, I'm not telling your family not to call you? Is that what it's like, or is it just kind of business as usual?
It's just business as usual. You know, I'm sitting on the sideline, but if I was an active player, it'd be not even answering the phone call. And more importantly, you know, you just have the tunnel vision. You're focusing on the Dallas Cowboys.
You still don't like them, do you?
I don't like them. They all have bad breath.
Redskin great Dexter Manley, the Secretary of Defense. I know you're picking the Skins on Sunday, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right,
they're going to run the table. I mean, they're going to go. I've got a gut feeling they're going to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Dexter. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you after the game on Sunday. Thank you.
Let's do it.